This is A Radical Thought, and I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's take a look at a verse or two from the Bible and see what God might want to say to us today. The radical thought for the day comes out of Romans 10, verse 3. And it reads, "For they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself. Instead, they are clinging to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. They won't go along with God's way." This is the Apostle Paul writing, and he's continuing his dissertation on God's continuing plan for the Jews. Paul started the chapter by saying that his great desire was that they would be saved. This is truly amazing considering all the trouble that Paul endured at the hands of the Jews. Paul experienced more persecution from Jews than from anyone else, and yet his great desire is that they would be saved. That is the heart of Christ. In our verse for the day, Paul describes why they are not being saved. They are clinging to their own way of being right with God. The Jews view the law of Moses as the pathway to righteousness, and in a way, that's what it was. And by keeping the law, they believe they are right with God. The problem with that system is that to be righteous, to be truly righteous, you had to keep all of the laws. The sacrificial system was meant and set up to give the Jews a way of covering over their sins through the sacrifice of animals until a better way was presented to them. Jesus came to be that better way. He came to fulfill the law or complete the law. He didn't nullify it, as some would suggest. He came to be its fulfillment. He came to be the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice for sin. And the eternal difference between his sacrifice and what the Jews were doing is that his sacrifice was perfect. Christ's sacrifice did not cover over sin, but took our sin away. No longer is any sacrifice needed for sin. Christ's one act, one righteous act, takes away and takes care of the sin problem forever. To be saved, we must accept that fact. We must believe that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was sufficient to take away our sins. The Jews don't accept that. They won't accept that. They still cling to the idea that the law of Moses is the way to be right with God. This then becomes a battle of the wills. It's God's will that all mankind be saved through his Son, Jesus Christ. For the Jews, they believe they will be saved through the law. As Americans, we might not have much contact with Jewish customs or culture, so the idea of the Jews keeping the law is somewhat foreign. But there are many of us who are engaged in this battle of the will with God. They have their own way of being right with God. Some will say, "I get close to God out in nature." Others will engage in some other activity that they believe draws them near to God, makes them right with God. The problem with that is that's not the way that God provided. Jesus said of himself, "I am the way," and that is written in a singular sense. We don't get to decide how we come to Father God. If we cling to our own way of approaching God, we risk the same fate as that of the Jews, believing they are right with God when they aren't. God made a right way, a way to be right with him, and that way is through a relationship with his Son, Jesus Christ. If we cling to any other way, we are clinging to false hope. There is a way to be right with God, and that way is Jesus. To go that way, we must surrender our will to him and let him teach us how to be right with God. God's way is the right way and the best way. It leads to hope, joy, peace, and love. It leads to goodness, grace, mercy, and power. Ultimately, it leads to God. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us to surrender. God bless you. Have a radical day with Jesus. Thank you for listening to A Radical Thought. The Bible, or Word of God, has the power to transform lives. It's my hope that these brief messages help you to pause and reflect upon what God might want to say to you or to someone in your life. If you enjoyed this message or found it useful, let us know and consider sharing it with someone who might appreciate it. You can subscribe to this podcast anywhere podcasts are found. Look for A Radical Thought or Rick Lancaster and find other podcasts that I put out. In the show notes, you'll find aradicalthought.com, where you can find other resources to help you glorify God, bless others, and grow faith. Until next time, be radical with Jesus.